trust funds. He that loveth God supremely will not because of that love his parents or other relatives less. The love of Christ leads his disciples to carry out the will and ways of God, expressed in the wills of his servants that are dead, waiting for the morning of the resurrection. Our capital, entrusted of God, is not to be recklessly signed away to men and women who would serve themselves and not the Lord. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. This caution is not designed to lead us to disregard relatives or friends, yet the test comes to every soul. Will you receive Christ and acknowledge him as your Redeemer? Some relative, father or mother or friend may say, "You can no longer call me father or mother or friend if you accept Jesus of Nazareth." This very test did come to many, and at the sacrifice of even the dearest friends, they could but say, "He gave his life for me. He died that I might live." What a scene was represented at the cross! What an example to the beloved disciples of filial affection! Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, "Woman, behold thy son." Then saith he to the disciple, "Behold thy mother." And from that hour that disciple took her to his own home. We are now in a special period of the earth's history. Let everyone look unto Jesus and copy the example that he has given us. Means must come into the work just now when doors stand open on every side, and the voice is heard, "Come over and help us." Shall the higher classes that are now interested be left without light because it takes money to work in the large cities? The higher class halls are very expensive. The coal bill to heat a house or hall in winter is large. But shall lands be left unsold? Shall the houses which could be sold beside the one we live in be retained? Shall it be left until the sweet voice of mercy is no longer heard and the door is shut? Now we are to let our light shine forth to the world, opening the way.